welcome to the start of a new week of Everyday English. I propose to give listeners a break from count and non-count nouns. We shall return to the subject once again this week. In the meantime, I'd like to talk about the auxiliary verb must and how it is used to express necessity, obligation, an absence of necessity or obligation. Let's begin with some affirmative or positive sentences.
In this country, parents must send their children to school before the age of 6.
This is an affirmative sentence. And the sentence means,
in this country, parents are obliged to send their children to school by the age of 6.
It is an obligation or necessity to do this. They must do this. The sentence may imply necessity and may be paraphrased as,
in this country, it is necessary for parents to send their children to school by the age of 6.
It is a necessity to send one's child to school by the age of 6. The sentence,
in this country, it is necessary for parents to send their children to school by the age of 6,
means it is necessary or an obligation to do this. One of the crucial meanings of must in affirmative sentences, then, is to express the notion that a course of action is an obligatory or necessary one.
Your brother must stop smoking.
It is necessary for your brother to stop smoking. It is an obligation for him to stop smoking if his health is to improve. He must.
I must send some money to my ailing and aging mother.
An expression of necessity and obligation involving must in the affirmative. It is necessary for me to send money to my ailing and aging mother. I must. Another sentence.
Candidates must leave all books outside the examination hall before they enter it.
Candidates must leave all books outside the examination hall before they enter it. It is obligatory. It is a necessity for candidates to leave all books outside the examination hall before they enter it. Now that we know what we mean when we use must in the affirmative, we should ask, what do we mean when we use must in the negative? The situation is a little complex. A mechanical application of the use of the word not in the company of must has led to all kinds of ridiculous interpretations of must sentences.
Exactly what do you mean?
The word not attached to must may not necessarily convey our meaning. We need to be able to distinguish between two kinds of absence of obligation. The first of these is obligation or necessity not to do something.
Obligation or necessity not to do something.
And the second is no obligation or necessity to do something.
No obligation or necessity to do something.
That doesn't seem to be an easy distinction to make.
No. And I haven't claimed it is easy. But we must try to make the distinction. It is necessary if we are to make ourselves understood.
Obligation or necessity not to do something.
No obligation or necessity to do something.
Let's consider the first meaning first. Obligation or necessity not to do something. This means you are obliged not to do something. For example, in reply to,
I must go out for a drink now,
Kofi may reply in the negative by saying,
you must not go out for a drink now.
Kofi's reply means,
you have an obligation not to go out. You are obliged not to. it is necessary for you not to.
These replies exemplify obligation or necessity not to do something. Let's have another example of the use of must not to express an obligation not to do something, a necessity not to do something.
Must Jane talk to her father in this manner?
Must Jane talk to her father in this manner? Kofi's reaction is that Jane has an obligation not to talk in this manner to her father. There is necessity for her not to do that. So his reply is,
no, she must not.
She is obliged not to. Now, let's turn to the other side of the coin. Just listen to this.
You must go to the bank now.
Kofi's reaction is that there is no obligation or necessity to do this now. There is no obligation or necessity to do this now. So he says,
I don't need to go to the bank now. I don't need to.
You must go to the bank now.
I don't need to.
That is, there is no necessity or obligation to go to the bank now. An example of absence of obligation or necessity to do something. There is no need or obligation to. I don't need to. Note the distinction. Obligation or necessity not to do something, and no obligation or necessity to do something. We continue the subject in our next program. We hope our listeners will tune in to join us. Till then, it's goodbye. Cheers.